Okay, we're on Beitza Davov Amud Beis. We're on the statement of the Beitza with its Yitziyasot Nigmara. When a Beitza's finished, yeah, it's finished, and we said the Nafgamina is for Mekach or Memkar, meaning that if it was born, then it's gonna, from a natural birth, then it's gonna be able to produce a chick, and therefore. Good, but if it was a cesarean section, yeah, for this egg over here, then it would not be able to give birth to a chick. So that's and if a person would want a chick, yeah, then if someone gave him one of these a cesarean section egg, yeah, it would be or ishechta the mother, then it would be he could get his money back basically. We're gonna mekach or memkar. That we're gonna see that, yeah. Okay, key. Right, so lemechach or memkar. So we're on four lines from the end on Vav Amud Beis. So ki hahu, like that case, the omer lahu, that this man said to them, to the merchants. So boi means eggs in Aramaic, yeah. The pachya of pachya, the man to who. So pachya means Rashi brings over here. It's like pia. I think it's like pua, as we know in Shifra and Pua, that it basically means birth cries, yeah. That a chicken that came from a chicken that makes birth cries. Laman, who has them? So basically, he's shouting out that he wants eggs that basically were born. So Yovule, they gave to him boy de shruta. They gave shechted eggs from this year that it was right. So now he wasn't happy because 20 days later. When it didn't, hatch, he came. Also, the kame de Rebbe Ami. He came in front of Rebbe Ami. So Amar Lahu, right? And so he came in front of Ami for the Shaila. So I said Amar Lahu. He said to them, Rebbe Ami. I suppose to the Lahu. I suppose the guy who bought it slept along the cellar as well. It says the halacha is it's a mekach ta'usu. V'hadar, you've got to return all the money back. Okay. So it says the Gemara. Peshitta, this is poshut over here because the person stipulated that he wanted an egg, that came from a it was born, right? So why shouldn't that be a mekach tos? So answers the Gemara. You're going to see what the difference is between, yeah. Moda tami, you might have said, yeah, hi, this guy, the buyer, is l'achila kol boilahu. He wants them for the sake of eating boilahu. He wants them. Yeah, but Haida Ka'oma, and that he said, Zapachya, that he said once from the birth cries, laid chicken, yeah, that is Mishum because it's the Tzurivon. Tzurivon means it's the Dalit, the prefix. Tzurivon, Rashi says basically it's fully ripe, but I suppose it means a fully mature egg, right? So he just wants a fully mature egg, it's kashmak. Yeah, it tastes good. So that's what he wanted it for.
What's the birth price?
Birth basically means egg that's laid, or a fully mature egg that was cut out of the chicken, was taken from a shechted chicken. So the one that has the birth cries can grow a chick, and maybe when he said that, he just meant he wanted a fully mature egg, and he didn't really care about the chick so much. Edible, yeah. Oh, what would the difference, right? The mind nafkamina, what's the difference over here? If he really meant that he wanted a fully mature egg, yeah, and he didn't really care about the chick, is because he was lemisva le baini, he'd have to return the difference. Yeah, that let's say the one that's born, yeah, is a little bit more it's a little bit better, it's a little bit more geschmack, right? It's a little bit more geschmack because it could go right, and then the one that's basically taken out of the chicken cost a little less, right? So therefore, so you'd only have to give him back the difference between the price of a fully developed one for food purposes and one that was slightly not as fully developed. Basically, the one that, if you're just relating to it as food, right? So let's say it's one shekel 20. One shekel 20 for right for eating it's worth, but another one that was basically taken out of the chicken is worth a shekel, so we'd have to give him 20 agarot back. Okay, and that's not mekach tos, right? That's basically he got what he wanted, but the quality was less, so therefore you have to reimburse him for what you basically didn't give him. But he got what he wanted. It's just a lower grade,
I think, I don't know about this halacha, but you may, if a person stipulated specifically, I want for the sake of eating only this and nothing less than that, would that be mechachtos? No. I'm not sure. That's I'm not sure about that. I don't know about that.
I don't know if somehow the Gemara knows that if he said, I want egg, I want chicken laying eggs, that the Gemara is it, or did it
mean it? No, I think it is. If something's unclear, right, and then it's not definitively, because a lot of times when people argue, you don't know who's telling the truth, right?
Why is it definitive?
So, what's that?
He said he wanted.
No, that's what it is. That is the answer. We may have said that sometimes people aren't exact, including myself, with what they say. So really, maybe he meant that. I understood he meant that, and that's what I gave him. And if it's anyway, now a similar, very same case, basically similar case, but just a slight different ingredients. How do Omalahu, this person who said to them, to the people in the marketplace, right? Boyi de dichra. He wanted the eggs of a dichra. We saw this recently. Dichra means literally means zachar, right? The dalad and zayin interchange. We had it as a ram before, but over here this means that we're impregnated by a rooster, basically. Which a fertilized egg. That's why the art school says that. It's not within the loshon, but it's a fertilized egg. Laman. Okay, right. And then he repeats his statement, right? It's really where it says, Bayi de dikhra laman. He says, he's just repeating his statement. What did they give him? Yohavule, they gave to him, Bayi that means eggs, de is a prefix, safna. So safna, basically, so let's look at Rashi over here, because this is a bit hard, just to translate this word. The safna mi'ara. Yes, thank you. Safna mi'ara. So let's look at Rashi of safna. Yeah, so Ara means the land, right? The ground. Ara is right. So let's look at Rashi Safna. So it says Koiletas Beitzim. Basically, I was looked right that it receives Beitzim. Yeah, Kushimis Aferes Bukarka. When it basically rolls around in the dust. But basically, the previous Rashi says that it basically gets heated up from the ground. So it gets heated up from the ground. So basically, it's this encourages it to grow, to lay an egg, to have an egg, but it's an unfertilized egg, right? So basically, it's called an unfertilized egg. In the Rashi, it's very interesting. Rashi at the end brings the Loshon Tzfuni to Manichol from Zoysa Baruch, but there's a whole thing in the back that says that they don't like this. It's a bit hard. So there's a note in the back about the source of the word. But anyway, so basically, as far as we're concerned, basically it's the fertilized egg and an unfertilized egg, right? And a fertilized egg, obviously, is the same thing. It's going to bear, can have a chick, right? A fertilized egg can have a chick, and an unfertilized can't. So he said, I want these. Okay, so let's go back now, yeah? So, Osul Kami de Rebbe Ami. He came in front of Rebbe Ami. Again, he was the sack for the eggs. Omer Lahu. So Rebbe Ami said to them, it's a mechach tosu. It's all the same thing. It's a mechach tos. Yeah, v'hada, and you've got to give all the money back. Oh, Peshitta, the same thing we said before. So, Mahu de Tema, what might you have thought, right? Hai de la Ichila Kai Boilahu, that he wants them for eating, like we said before. Vahai de Ka'oma de Dichra, and that he said the Dichra, right, that he wanted one that was fertilized. Mishum de Shaminon to Fei, because they're fatter, basically they're a higher quality. So, the same thing. It's like a 120, 120 to a shekel. Okay, so Lama Nafkamina, what's the Nafkamina? The same thing. Lamisvale, to return to him, Baini Baini, the difference, meaning the 20 agarot. Okay. No, it is. No, that's not true. Exactly the opposite. Yeah, both cases, exactly the opposite. Yeah. Yeah. The mat again. Okay, Gil. Right. The mahu de tame is what you might. The mahu de tame is what you might have thought to say, and when it says kamash malad, not. We do not say that. It is no. It is a mechach. Let's stop. What's the difference between a mechach tos and not mechach tos? Okay, a mechach tos means it's a sale that was a mistaken sale, and they're basically is.
everything goes back to zero. Right, okay. So that's everything. But over here, it's not a mekach tos, and you're just returning the money, the beini beini. So that means you return to him the money, the difference. He had in mind that it was paying for an egg that was worth 120, right? Because he asked for the dichra egg, or he asked for the pachya egg. Right, so that's worth 120. And the person only actually gave him the egg that was from the Safna de Ora, which was heated up from the ground, or alternatively the one that we was got from a shchuta. Right? So those were worth a shekel. So in there, the buyer keeps the egg, but he gets 20 agarot back from the seller. Right? That Mauda Tamer, we would have said that basically he keeps the egg and he gets 20 agarot back from the Kamash Milan. Not yet that he gets all his 120 back. Yes. Okay. So now we're just going to do. What's that? Well, yeah, he does, but there's nothing. There's nothing.
But how can he return the egg?
So it's going to go on off. It will.
Worst case, I understand because it didn't hatch a chick.
Same thing. It was exactly the same case. It's just a different way of saying it. Yeah, well, no, let's stop here. We're gonna stop here just because there's a lot of. Okay.